Hyperglycemia would, or high blood glucose will lead to diabetes. We all know about it. In addition, it also has microvascular disease. So you will end up having kidney disease. You will have blindness. You will have amputation. And more recently, it has also been suggested that it was linked to cancer. So reducing blood glucose is a most important and vital aspect.
How do we currently keep high blood glucose or sugar in control now?
There are two important drugs. The first is metformin. The other one is insulin. So these are the two main ones. In addition, there are a number of other drugs which have come in the market.
So now the target that's been identified.
You can look phosphatic acid as a organic molecule, which in our studies showed that in somehow it enhances the glucose production. So the idea is that if you can decrease the phosphatic acid or this lipid molecule, you most likely reduce the glucose production. And thereby you can lower the systemic or the blood glucose level.
Okay, so you're still at the point of animal testing with this.
Right now. And once we find that, okay, we have all these drugs, it does in the mouse, then we have to go and see how selectively we can inhibit this because we don't want any side effects.
What are the possibilities for this?
Well, I think the possibilities are enormous. For instance, I mean, you have almost 300 to 400 million people walking with diabetes.
You think this discovery could lead to something that could actually inhibit that number, lower it?
We think it will add to the arsenal of inhibiting the diabetes or lowering the glucose in these individuals. That will be one more tool to fight diabetes. I think personally that inhibiting in the liver the glucose production should be a key event. Remember that metformin is a one drug developed almost 50 years ago, is the mainstay of the present day treatment for diabetes. In addition to insulin, but this molecule is taken orally. Oral drug is preferred over injecting with the needle, your insulin.
Okay.
From that perspective, if we are able to develop these molecules to inhibit these enzymes, I personally think that it will be a better choice because I hope it will end up using as an oral drug. Making an oral drug or taking a pill is a lot more easier than injecting insulin.
Certainly desirable to a lot of people anyway.
Right,
they don't
right.
have to fool with needles and what
right,
have you.
Right.
So you may come up with an oral drug out of this.
And, that's the long-term goal.